Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so grateful that you're joining me today. I can't wait to share more with you about how transformational starting your own miracle morning can be. But first, let's go to our verse of the week. Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I just love these verses today so much because they remind us that no matter what has happened in the past or yesterday, today is a brand new day and His mercies are new each morning. I think this is such a great reminder of what our first thought should be each morning, don't you? Well, creating my own miracle morning has had a profound effect on my life, and I think it will on yours too. So, The Miracle Morning is actually a book by Hal Elrod. I've mentioned this concept in previous episodes, but I've never really unpacked it for you. So, I thought it was fitting to take some time to explain why I think you should consider creating a miracle morning for yourself. So, I'd like to share some questions Hal asked the reader to think about. And I really encourage you to take some time to self-reflect on them. Have you ever felt like the life you want to live and the person you know you can be are just beyond your grasp? Do you feel like you're chasing your potential? You know it's there, you can see it, but you can never quite catch it? He goes on to say, most of us live our lives on the wrong side of a huge gap in our potential. A gap which separates who we are from who we can become. We are often frustrated with ourselves, our lack of consistent motivation, effort, and results in one or more areas of life. We spend too much time thinking about the actions we should be taking to create the results that we want, but then we don't take those actions. We all know what we need to do, we just don't consistently do what we know. Can you relate? Me too. So, are you ready to stop settling so you can start living your best life and create the life of your dreams? Well, let's just take a moment to imagine that. What would the life of your dreams look like? Where would you live? How would you spend your time? What would you do for work? How would you serve others? Well, all of that is possible. But it will take some simple discipline. As Hal Elrod says, your entire life changes the day that you decide you will no longer accept mediocrity for yourself. When you realize that today is the most important day of your life. When you decide that now matters more than any other time because it is who you are becoming each day based on the decisions that you are making and the actions that you are taking that is determining who you are going to be for the rest of your life. So what is this whole miracle morning thing anyway? Well, in short, it's an opportunity to become the person you need to be to create everything you want for your life. It will give you purposeful time to work towards your most important goals. By starting now and making consistent daily progress towards the life you truly want, your success and the life of your dreams is inevitable. So essentially, you'll just set your alarm for an hour earlier than normal each day and spend that hour working on you. Before the craziness starts, before you run out of energy, before you have the opportunity to talk yourself out of it because you don't feel like it. I mean, how often do you have the desire to do something, but you've got so many commitments and are being pulled in so many different directions that by the time you finally sit down and relax for the night, all you want to do is crawl into bed? Exactly. So that's why we've got to make time for you in the morning. So Hal came up with an easy-to-remember practice called SAVERS. Each letter of SAVERS represents a step in the process. So the first S stands for silence. When was the last time you just sat in silence? Without the TV on, AirPods in, or someone in the room to talk to? Well, according to Mahatma Gandhi, in the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clear light. And what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness. Wouldn't you like to be crystal clear on your life? Well, I can't even begin to describe the peace you'll feel by just quieting your mind at the beginning of your day, even if just for a few moments. Wouldn't you like to describe your morning as calm, peaceful, and rejuvenating instead of rushed, hectic, stressful, or chaotic? Well, silence very well could be the missing link. Now, you can use your time of silence to pray, meditate, reflect, practice deep breathing, or think about what you are grateful for. I enjoy spending some of my time in prayer, and I've experienced a closer connection to God during this morning time than any other time I pray. I think it's because I'm giving him the first part of my day and showing him that I know that he is in control and I'm asking for his guidance. I also enjoy meditating, and I actually created a morning meditation just for you. I wanted to give you a gift that you can listen to each morning, which will help you get into that peaceful state, will remind you of your uniqueness, your gifts, talents, and your true purpose. God created you, my friend, as one of a kind, and each morning you'll be reminded of how special you are and what a difference you can make in the world. I will have a link for you in the show notes to this meditation, and I really encourage you to download it. Even if you aren't able to commit a full hour yet to your miracle morning, simply listening to this meditation each morning will make a huge impact on starting your day with purpose, and it will encourage you to begin taking action on all of the dreams God has put on your heart. All right, moving on. So the A in SAVERS is for affirmations. As Hal says, your self-talk has a dramatic influence on your level of success in every aspect of your life. Confidence, health, happiness, wealth, relationships, etc. Your affirmations are either working for or against you, depending on how you're using them. He goes on to say, however, when you actively design and write out your affirmations to be in alignment with what you want to accomplish and who you need to be to accomplish it, and commit to repeating them daily, they immediately make an impression on your subconscious mind. Now, I know sometimes affirmations are thought of as kind of woo-woo, but I promise if you give this a chance and are open to it, it has the power to positively affect your mindset and the way you think of yourself, which can enhance so many other areas of your life. Now, we don't have time to go into all of the specifics today on affirmations. That's why I highly recommend you get your own copy of The Miracle Morning, which I will link for you in the show notes. But here are the five steps to creating your own affirmations. Step number one, clearly articulate exactly what you want your ideal life to be like in each area. Step two, describe why you want those specific things. Step 3, who are you committed to being in order to create it? Step 4, describe what you're committed to doing to attain it. And step 5, add inspirational quotes and philosophies. Now, this process takes more time than just writing out one I am statement, but it's worth the extra effort. It might also be helpful to record it on a voice memo on your phone so that you can replay it over and over again throughout the day. That constant reminder of what you're working towards will make all the difference in your success. All right, moving on. So the V in SAVERS stands for visualization. You can use this time to visualize anything that you want for your life. Think back to what came up for you when you describe what your dream life would look like. Take this time to get really specific on all of the details. The more clear you become, the more your brain will believe it's actually reality. As Cherie Carter Scott says, ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it as possible. Now, I have to admit, this is one I've not always been super consistent at. But when I do give myself the gift of making time for visualization, it truly lights me up as I let myself dream about what is possible. I've also created a vision board for myself in the past by cutting out things I want out of magazines, such as dream vacations, a gorgeous kitchen, horses, my dream car, and put it all on a board so that I can look at it and picture what it would be like to have those things. I've also created an album on my phone of pictures of myself where I felt my best. And I set an alarm for myself each morning to look at that album in order to visualize where I want to be again. And my free morning meditation will actually assist you with visualizing your dream life too. So you can use it to help you with both the silence step and the visualization step. All right, moving on. So the E stands for exercise. Now this is pretty self-explanatory, but as Hal explains, the benefits of morning exercise are too many to ignore. From waking you up and enhancing your mental clarity to helping you sustain higher levels of energy throughout the day, exercising soon after rising can improve your life in so many ways. So you can use this time to do any form of exercise you'd like, such as yoga, walking, weightlifting, or a workout video of your choice. I change mine up depending on the time of year, but I usually try to lift weights at least 4 times per week. And then on the other days, I'll either walk outside or on my treadmill for some extra cardio. Walking is such a mood booster for me, and often I'll use my walks outside to experience some silence as well. Sometimes it's nice to just be present and in the moment, and I've had some of my most inspiring thoughts and ideas come from giving myself this time to think. Often I'll ask God to speak to me and let me know what my next step should be to continue bringing him honor and glory. All right, moving on. The R stands for reading. As Hal says, the fastest way to achieve everything you want is to model successful people who have already achieved it. Reading for me is one of my absolute pleasures in life. I love learning new ideas, concepts, and ways to improve myself in my life. Now, reading might not be your thing, but maybe it's because you've never really put much thought into it. I spend my time reading devotions, the Bible, books on marriage, finance, and of course, personal development. And according to Matthew Kelly, reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, and prayer is to the soul. We become the books we read. All right, so the second S and the final step in the SAVERS process stands for scribing, also known as writing. So you can use this time to journal what's on your mind, what you're grateful for, insights or ideas you have, success, lessons learned, whatever is on your heart at the time. There are no rules. I found this practice has helped me immensely to get all of the clutter out of my head and onto paper so that I don't have to constantly worry about it anymore. There's truly so much freedom in this. I also often journal my prayers to God, and then I can go back and reflect on them in the future. So there you have it. Now, the length of time you commit to each of these practices is totally up to you. Just take an hour and break it up however you'd like. In the beginning, I believe this is how mine broke down, but I've adjusted it since. So silence, I spent 5 minutes. Affirmations, I spent 5 minutes. Visualization, 5 minutes. Exercise, 20 minutes. Reading, 20 minutes. And then journaling, 5 minutes. So since starting this process, I've discovered that an hour isn't long enough for me. And I have a feeling you might realize this too. So now I spend the first hour reading and in prayer, 5 to 10 minutes journaling, and about 30 to 45 minutes working out. I haven't consistently been doing my affirmations and visualization, but I might start incorporating those back in as well. But that's the beauty of this process. You can try them all out and see which ones you feel benefit you the most. This is just a guide for you. Okay, so I know we are going a bit over on time today, but don't think I missed your groaning back there when I mentioned getting up an hour earlier than normal. Trust me, friend, I didn't think I was a morning person either. Do you think I wanted to get out of my warm, cozy bed an hour earlier than I had to? Not at first, but within a day or two, I was so excited that I started waking up before my alarm even went off. This was time for me, where I could focus on my dreams and my goals and the plans God has for my life instead of building someone else's dreams. It's when I'm refreshed and alert, and I just can't describe how much I've grown and accomplished since starting my day this way. Now, in order to make this process a little bit easier for you, I want to share Hal's 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy quickly before we end today. I promise you'll thank me later. So step number 1, set your intentions the night before. This is so important. Your first thought in the morning is usually the last thought you had before bed. Step 2, keep your alarm clock across the room. Now, this has made all the difference for me, especially since we got Mamba. As soon as my alarm goes off, it wakes him up, and I have no choice but to get up, because there's no sleeping in with a hungry puppy on your hands. Step 3, brush your teeth. Step 4, drink a full glass of water. Step 5, get dressed in workout clothes or jump in the shower. So again, Hal goes into more detail regarding this process in the book, but I wanted to let you know the steps at least because I think they'll really help your transition period. Now, before we end in prayer, I want to just share one final thought with you. What if we tried something new in 2024 and committed to putting God first in our lives? What if we committed to making the small sacrifice to get up an hour earlier in order to spend our first moments with Him and see what dreams He puts on our hearts? Just something to think about. I just know it has made such a huge impact on my life, and I want that for you too. And remember our verse of the week, Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Now, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this powerful morning routine that Hal Elrod has created for us. Please help us commit to putting You first in our lives this year. We are beyond excited to see what You have planned for us. We love You and thank You for this beautiful life You've blessed us with. In Your Son's name we pray, amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.